Welcome back to The Relatable Black Girl, where I'm your host, Simone. And in this episode, I want to talk about ending toxic relationships, whether it's a friendship or a romantic relationship. Let's talk about recognizing it and moving on. First, I want to talk about female friendships. This might be an unpopular opinion, but I feel like female friendships are way too intimate. I feel like they're way too intimate, and I feel like that's the reason why a lot of people are choosing not to be friends anymore. And although I know intimacy is an important part of any relationship, whether it's a friendship or a romantic relationship, but sometimes that intimacy can be feeding off of each other toxic behavior and trauma dumping. Once you start telling someone your personal business, you are inviting them into your life. And then you are also giving them permission to have an opinion on your life and what you are going through. And I feel like I see it from both sides. If I was a person and my friend is constantly going through something, I would kind of get annoyed if she's constantly coming to me with problems and issues. Like, I'm study having problems with my man, or I'm study having problems at work, or like, eventually I would want you to do something about it. I wouldn't want you constantly dumping this on me. I feel like that becomes a lot. Like, let me give you an example. I had a friend once that every time she would get a man, she would ghost you. And then whenever she broke up with the guy, she would come back and kind of trauma dump. And for me, it became very exhausting because you're making the same mistake over and over again. And the thing about it is that you are kind of abandoning me when you feel like you found like a partner, and then when it don't work out, you're leaving all these other people around you to help you pick up the pieces. And that's unfair. And another example I can give is that I had a friend once who was in a relationship and she wasn't happy with her partner. I didn't really feel like her partner was doing anything wrong. I kind of felt like he was the same person he was when she met him, but it seems like she wanted him to change, or like, I don't know. But she would always complain. Always. They always get into a fight. They always get into an argument. But at the same time, she told me that she didn't want to hang out and go out with me because she would rather hang out with her man. I don't get how they have the two has anything to do with each other, but it's like she would constantly trauma dump on me. And it was like, we were like pen pals. We only talked and text over the phone. She would be like, oh, I don't even like want to go out with you or hang out with you. Like, no, I'm going to go out with my man, which nothing is wrong. But if somebody's not making space and time for you, then that shows you how much they care about you. And not wanting to make time to spend time with me or do something fun, but you always want to like dump off your problems on me. I just feel like that's unfair to me. But I have also been the person that is dumping off my problems. I have. And I started to really notice it with myself. And I started to get very irritated that I would kind of go on like these little rants about any little thing that someone did or said that bothered me. I would kind of go on a rant, and I kind of felt like, oh my God, like, first of all, I'm having problems with my anger. Okay. Like, all these little things that are upsetting me are really not that big of a deal. I started to realize that I was having problems with my anger. I started to realize that I was being too negative. And I also started to realize that I was ranting way, way, way too much. And I actually had a friend who used to rant just as much as me. Like, it was one of our common things. Like, and I used to love that about our friendship. Like, we both would rant, you know, like Cindy's voicemail ranting. And I used to love that. Until I didn't, and I realized that I didn't want to do it anymore, and I realized I couldn't be friends with this person because I'm trying to break this habit. And I still go off on little rants every now and again, but it's not as bad as it used to be. And a lot of the times it's not even a rant. It's just a discussion. And when I do have a rant, I kind of realize that I'm doing it, and I always like apologize. I'll apologize to the person that I'm talking to. Whenever it's my mom, she's like, no, it's okay. Like, get it out. It's fine. But I do it way less often now that I'm not friends with someone who does it. I'm at a point in my life where I want to build friendships with people that is built off some type of substance, you know. I've been reading a lot of books lately. Maybe make a friend that read books too. Maybe we could read books at the same time and discuss them. I have started crocheting. I wouldn't mind meeting someone who just started crocheting just like me, and we could help each other figure it out, or even being friends with someone who's been crocheting for a long time and they can help me out, you know? So that's where I'm at in my life. I met a friend who I go to church with, and she has like a really solid foundation with God, and I really love that and admire that. I think when we're building these intimate relationships, we really need to ask ourselves, what do I want from this relationship? What do I need from this person? Because if not, I think the lines get blurred and it can start to be a lot of miscommunication and a lot of misunderstanding. Now let's switch gears and let's talk about romantic relationships. I am not a safe haven for broke, lost, and confused men. I am not your safe haven, and I don't know why people expect women to nurture and coddle grown men, but I'm just not here for it. When I see people making posts online about just wanting a man to like completely take care of them, or guys posting about women being gold diggers, I just find it very comical. Because a lot of the women that I know, and I'm a registered nurse, like a lot of the women that I work with, they be making more money than their partners. And them making more money than their partners is actually how they got their man. And that's no shade towards them, but you would be very surprised when you hear people talk and you read in between the lines. They did what they had to do to impress that man. That man felt like he hit the jackpot with them. And that's the case for a lot of women. That's why I find it very laughable. Because certain women, yeah, their men do be having like really good jobs, or they'll be nurses too. But a lot of them, they're the breadwinner in their household. Like, you would be surprised some of the stories that you hear. It was one registered nurse that I worked with, and she was talking about how her husband was bipolar and he was a bartender, and she stayed with him for like 12 years before she finally divorced him. And that's crazy. She's such a beautiful woman. She's educated. She was the charge nurse. She was really good at it. Like, people really loved her. And it was very surprising to hear her say she had been through something like that. And unfortunately, that's the story of a lot of women. You know, I think Black women feel like it's only happening to them, but it's happening to all women, white, Black, Hispanic. This woman was a white woman, you know. It's happening to all women. And I just feel like you have to pay attention to the red flags before you get attached to someone, especially if it's hard for you to walk away. For me, I have a little bit of an easier time walking away, but that's only because I've been in certain situations, you know, like when you've been in certain situations and you had a male treat you a certain type of way, you just never want that feeling ever again. So the minute someone starts to or seems like they're about to, you're like, we're not doing this. You know, I learned my lesson. That's how I feel. I feel like I learned my lesson, and I do not ignore the red flags. If I feel like you're drinking too much, if I feel like you're smoking too much, if I feel like you're too disrespectful towards other women, or if it's just your mindset. I hate when I say, like, okay, I don't like this person's mindset. And I'm like, gaslit into feeling like I'm wrong. And as long as he has a job and a car and a place to stay, I should be with him. Like, he likes you. He got a car, a job, and a place to stay. You're being too picky, and your standards are too high. Like, why is it too much to ask for somebody that you simply feel like you like? Like, why is that too much to ask for? Why is everybody dating people who they seem to want to change or wish they could change, you know? And it's not only males who get with women and they trying to make them wear their hair a certain way or dress a certain way or nails or are particular about those things and changing. It's also women. They do the same thing. They want to change the way they dress or this or that about them. And I don't know, I feel like if I'm with somebody, I want it to be somebody that I can just accept for who they are and they can accept me for who I am. And they genuinely like me as a person. I'm not looking for some arts and crafts project. I was dating this guy and I decided that I didn't want to see him anymore. And I had someone tell me, like, you're going to look up and in 4 or 5 years, he's going to meet him a good woman and he's going to be doing good with his life and he's going to be doing great. And that's good for him. If another woman wants to take on that project, she can go right ahead. And if it works out for her, more power to her. But as far as me going, putting myself through all these ups and downs to try and fix somebody or get somebody help with whatever that they're going through, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And I'm definitely not being with someone who feels like I'm not their type. I had someone tell me once, like, you should be happy if somebody dates you and you're not their type because they're like stepping away from their type just to talk to you. No, talk to who you like. Don't do me any favors. I don't need no favors. I don't need no favors from nobody. Talk to who you find attractive and who you like. Talk to your type. Don't ever date a guy that you're not their type only because in their mind, no matter how pretty you are, no matter how much you got going for yourself, in their mind, their type is automatically better than you. They're automatically better than you. So in their mind, they're always going to think that they can do better than you because their type is automatically better. I was recently dating a guy and I liked him so much. And when I tell you, he did such a good job at hiding his red flags. I'm so happy that I didn't rush into things just because I liked him. Like, you really have to be making sure that you're taking your time. Don't be quick to move in with somebody or quick to pop out somebody's baby. And this is no shade towards women who are baby mamas. I know things happen, but you guys, don't let that be your goal. Like, don't, I know so many women who they try to have a baby by every guy they get into a relationship with or everybody that they're dating, and it goes past a certain amount of months, they start trying to get pregnant by him, and they look at that as a way to really like lock them down. And it's like, take your time and really get to know people, because I was dating him, and when I tell you, that man put on a show for so long, and I would have fell for it if I was actually moving as quickly as he wanted me to. I might have been like, felt like I was stuck in a situation. Like, he wanted to move in with me soon. I'm like, no, you want us to get a place together? I'm like, no. Like, he was moving so fast and talking about starting a business and da da da, and it was just too much for me. Turns out he had been hiding a whole addiction from me behind my back, and I had no idea. But because I was smart about how I was handling him, I wasn't attached to him or had so many feelings for him that it was like super difficult for me to move on and let go of this situation. Be careful with who you give your time and attention to, no matter if it's a relationship or a friendship. I am Simone. This is the Relatable Black Girl, and I will see you guys next time.